This was a conversation between me and my daughter, who one day asked me as to why did not Mary the Magdalene believe in Jesus when he said that he would raise from the dead on the third day. Why does she need to stoop into the tomb to verify? Why, when Jesus himself appeared to her, she thought that he was a gardener and not Jesus. So, I had to respond to her with a simple question. I asked her, "Would you believe if I buy you an aeroplane by tomorrow and gift it to you?" She immediately responded saying, "Daddy, it's fake." Next, I asked her if she would believe me if I purchase her a toy of an aeroplane and gift her, to which she happily responded saying, she would accept and will not be a fake. Exactly the same is the situation with Mary the Magdalene. Though Jesus told them many times in John's Gospel that he has right to put down his life and take it back at will, none believed, as it was beyond their comprehension. Reason being, none rose from the dead from the previous historical times till Jesus, and none after Jesus. So, we believe what we experienced it to be true, and cannot believe what we have not yet experienced. Then I had to explain to her about the context with Martha, the sister of Lazarus, and Martha's discussion with Jesus, saying, "Yes, Lord, I know that he would raise up on the day of resurrection." So, the same is the situation, then and now. Even with kids from fourth class, or with age of about 90 or more, the basic rule of belief remains the same. Believing is not an easy task, especially in unknown areas of comprehension. Whether one believes it or not, truth can never be mocked by a lie. Truth always stands alone, no need of any defense. This is the prime reason as to why Christianity cannot be forced. Even if it is forced, it cannot fit, but remains as a square peg in a round hole. We pretty well see the consequences of forced religions. They cannot stay for a long time. Mary the Magdalene realized that he is Jesus, and not gardener, after she heard his voice. Even Thomas, one of the disciples of Christ, believed only after he saw the wounds of Jesus, on his hands and in the chest, which he suffered through the process of crucifixion, till his death on cross. So, I think, Christianity is not religion, but an experience, a personal experience with a living God. Just is the case with anyone, unless and until one listens to the truth, he or she cannot believe in truth. Putting it the other way, as long as you believe in a lie, you cannot understand the truth. Jesus is the truth, and the only way that is left to life. I think, nothing other than this can let anyone believe in Jesus. So, try Jesus, at least once, and check if his claim is true. This is assured, not from anyone, but from Jesus himself, who is the only towering personality, since 2000 years, with just 3.5 years of work, no sword, no battle, but only with truth message. Thank you for your time. God bless you.